With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Judy Martz, Montana's 22nd governor, died today after a lengthy battle with pancreatic cancer. In the final days of her administration, Martz told Montana Public Radio's Sally Mock that she would miss the job.
I have no regrets. It's been wonderful.
Martz broke a lot of barriers during her 74 years. She served as lieutenant governor under Mark Grosco and then 4 years later as governor, in both cases a first for Montana women. Martz's first year in office was bumpy. A few key unforced errors dogged her administration in the early days. Here's former State House reporter Chuck Johnson.
She made some statements that came back to haunt her. A reporter asked her if she was going to be a lapdog for business, and she said, well, I certainly will be. And that was a damaging comment that, with at least some people.
Martz's top policy advisor, Shane Hedges, would then be charged with negligent homicide in connection to a drunken driving crash that killed Paul Slider. Slider was then the state House majority leader and a rising star in the state Republican Party. Shane Hedges was taken to the hospital. Governor Martz took him out of the hospital and took his clothes home to wash, saying it was the motherly thing to do. Law enforcement said they still hadn't determined who was driving the vehicle, and that might have been destroying evidence. Martz was never charged with any crime. She would eventually pledge her support to remove both the Milltown Dam east of Missoula, as well as the arsenic and heavy metals behind it. She also used Montana's single so-called silver bullet with the Environmental Protection Agency to put Libby's asbestos cleanup on a fast track. Martz was elected governor in 2000 and served for one term. Montana politicians responded today with condolences. Current Governor Steve Bullock noted her spirited enthusiasm in addition to her trailblazing role as the first and only woman to be the state's chief executive. U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte praised Martz's, quote, tremendous heart for our state. U.S. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines both noted Martz's faith and grit. Daines mentioned a lapel pin that Martz used to wear, featuring a turtle, and that she frequently repeated a saying, behold the turtle, he only moves forward when his neck's stuck out. Martz was an Olympic athlete before becoming governor. At the 1964 Olympics, Martz and her speed skating partner Sylvia Light were the first Montana women to make it onto an Olympic team. Martz was born in 1943 in Big Timber and had a working-class childhood in Butte. She was actively involved in both local Republican politics and the creation of the U.S. High Altitude Speed Skating Center in Butte. She and her husband Harry were married in 1965 and had two children. A political watchdog organization has accused the dormant congressional campaign of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke of skirting contribution laws when it sold a motorhome to a friend of Zinke at a steep discount. The Campaign Legal Center complaint was filed today with the Federal Election Commission. It also accused Zinke's campaign of failing to report the identity of contributors. In August, the Associated Press reported the campaign bought the 2004 motorhome from Zinke's wife for $59,000 and sold it a year later to a Zinke friend in the Montana legislature for $25,000. The complaint says the campaign either overpaid Zinke's wife or gave a sweetheart deal to the buyer, State Senator Edward Buttry. Zinke spokeswoman Heather Swift did not immediately return messages seeking comment. Attorneys for a large Montana coal mine are due in court this week to press a judge to reverse an order that could prompt dozens of layoffs by blocking the mine's plans to expand. U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy has scheduled a hearing tomorrow in Missoula to hear arguments on whether Signal Peak Energy can do preliminary work in the expansion area in order to avoid layoffs. Bull Mountain is one of the largest underground mines in the U.S. and ships about 95% of its fuel to Asia. Its owners want to expand onto a 176 million ton coal reserve beneath land adjacent to the existing mine. Malloy ruled in August that federal officials who approved the expansion overstated the mine's economic benefits and failed to consider its climate change impacts. Signal Peak attorneys filed an emergency motion Friday asking the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to intervene. U.S. government attorneys have also appealed Malloy's rulings on behalf of the administration of President Donald Trump, who pledged on the campaign trail to help revive the declining coal industry. However, the prospect of a last-minute reprieve appeared slim after a clerk for the Ninth Circuit last week put the appeals on hold pending tomorrow's hearing. The mine north of Billings employs about 250 people. A memorial service is scheduled for a renowned Carbondale climber who took his own life after surviving an avalanche where his girlfriend died. Hayden Michael Kennedy and his girlfriend, Inga Perkins, had been skiing on Imp Peak in southwestern Montana when they triggered an avalanche. Perkins was left buried, and Kennedy hiked out for help after he could not find her. The 27-year-old was found dead in his residence October 8th, a day before rescuers recovered Perkins' body. The service for family members and close friends of Kennedy will be held November 4th at the Colorado Rocky Mountain School in Carbondale. A statement from his family says the tribute and service will be broadcast on YouTube an hour and a half after it ends. Montana officials say they have secured $2.1 million in federal disaster aid for ongoing cleanup efforts in the town of Baker, where a tornado tore up homes, leaving a lake covered in hundreds of tons of debris. U.S. Senator John Tester's office announced last week that Fallon County would receive funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The state of Montana is putting in another $700,000 for Baker's recovery efforts after the June 2016 tornado that hit the southwestern town. Recovery work on Baker Lake began 16 months ago. Earlier this month, crews started working on dredging sediment from the lake. The work is slated to be completed in June. For more Montana news, visit our website at mtpr.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.